The Islamic Development Bank took on a leading role in fighting poverty in sub-Saharan Africa with the creation of the Islamic Solidarity Fund for Development 2 years ago. Ahmed Ali has been the president of the IDB since its creation in 1975.
Half of the membership of the IDB are in Africa. Because IDB gives priority to the least developed member countries, they get the most attention from the Islamic Development Bank.
Seeking a total contribution of $10 billion from member countries, the Islamic Solidarity Fund is specifically aimed at combating poverty in the poorest members of the Organization of the Islamic Conference. Ali says the bank has generally focused on development, but the new fund will focus on poverty reduction.
The main purpose of IDB is really to enhance the cooperation of its member countries in their efforts for economic development and social progress. And IDB really concentrate on the human development. But for special circumstances for African countries, there are other priorities for water, for health, as well as roads for the landlocked member countries, such as Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Niger.
He attended the OIC conference last week in Dakar, and says though the fund stands at $2.6 billion, he remains optimistic this figure will soon increase.
Until now, about $2.6 billion has been allocated for this fund, and we are contacting our member countries for this fund, inshallah. During the summit in Dakar, a number of member countries informed me personally that they are in the process of completing with their internal procedures to announce their contribution to the fund. And there was a great support, really, for the fund during the summit, especially from the chairman of the summit in Dakar, the president of Senegal. In strong words, he supported the fund.
During the OIC summit, both Senegalese President Abdoulaye Wade and his foreign minister pushed for action by the OIC on the Islamic Solidarity Fund. Speaking to media, both said they saw this fund as a chance for member countries to reach out and help those they called their Muslim brothers and sisters, especially in Africa. While donating to the fund is not a requirement, Ali says member states are expected to give what they can. Ali expects to start projects soon. The new fund, he says, will help sub-Saharan countries reach the UN Millennium Development Goals by 2015.
We're going to start immediately. The board met just a few weeks ago and approved for the first two programs. The first program is for microfinancing and the other program for vocational training. Each of these programs will be in the size of about $500 million United States dollars. The fund will contribute $100 million and we mobilize the remaining amount. We are identifying now actual projects, especially in microfinancing and vocational training, because the high percentage of unemployment of the youth in our member countries, especially girls. So this is our major concern now for this fund.
The Islamic Development Bank also invests in infrastructure and development projects throughout the Muslim world. Loans given to member countries, in conformity with Islamic principles, are interest-free. The bank has a total authorized capital of more than $45 billion. Its largest contributors and shareholders are Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Libya, UAE, Turkey, Egypt, and Iran. Headquartered in Jeddah, the Islamic Development Bank celebrated its 34th birthday this year. Many consider it the World Bank of the Muslim populace. It holds observer status to the United Nations General Assembly, and some of its membership make up the wealthiest countries in the world. But of its 56 members, almost half are impoverished sub-Saharan African countries. Umar Ramaya for VOA News, Dakar.